Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to Busted Open's podcast, The Masters Class. You can listen to Busted Open live for 3 hours, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern time on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156. Also, you can follow us on social media at Busted Open Radio on Twitter. Also, we are now on Instagram. It's at Busted Open SXM. Again, at Busted Open SXM for our official Instagram account. And you can also buy our merch at podswag.com/Busted Open. But thank you for listening to our podcast. I hope you subscribe, give us a 5-star rating. Also, we want to hear from you. What do you want to hear on the Masters Class? And here we are. This show drops on a Sunday. So we are just a day from another successful Survivor Series. A lot of history with Survivor Series. So I thought today on the Masters Class, we would build our very own 5-on-5 team. So I have myself, Tommy Dreamer, and Mark Henry putting together our 5 wrestlers for our male Survivor Series team and 5 for our female Survivor Series team. I have my teams. Tommy, I know you have your teams. Mark, I have you have your teams. So I figured, gentlemen, I would start with my 5 female Survivor Series team. Are you guys ready?
Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Tommy Dreamer, Mark Henry with us today. All right. So this is what I have. It's Team Mickie James. That's right. Mickie James is my captain for my Survivor Series team. She is currently on her last rodeo tour where she's kicking ass. So this may not be her last rodeo or a farewell tour. But I'm starting with my captain, Mickie James. And then I'm taking somebody who I think may be the next Mickie James when you look at success and work rate. And I'm going to have Mandy Rose a part of my women Survivor Series team. Also, I'm going to bring in good friend of the show, Tasha Steeles, as part of my Survivor Series team. And you know what? I'm going to bring in our very own Thunder Rosa, your AEW World Women's Champion. No interim connected with that title. So I have Thunder Rosa. And you know what? I'm going to sprinkle in a little bit Dr. Britt Baker as well, because if there's any teeth broken, we definitely need a dentist in the house that can fix that. So I have Mickie James, Mandy Rose, Dr. Britt Baker, Tasha Steeles, and Thunder Rosa as my 5-woman Survivor Series team. Because, Tommy and Mark, we're going and doing something that you don't normally do in Survivor Series. You could have, and I want to hear from the Busted Open Nation on this one, you could pick a wrestler from any promotion.
Ooh. You going first, Tommy?
I will go first because as you were saying it, I'm shaking my head. My team captain, Mickie James. James and her last rodeo is legit. I don't think people realize this. Like, this is a real thing that Mickie came to me and said, Tommy, I just don't want to be another body in the locker room. If I can't prove that I'm the best in any company, I don't want to wrestle anymore. And I was just like, I'm going to pitch this, and it's real. If Mickey loses one match, she's retiring. And man, I don't ever want to see that day happen. I wish I could become her agent and control all her bookings, because I would just make sure she wins all the time. But she's my captain. She has the most experience, and there's a reason for it. And there's a reason why she's so great. So I celebrate her greatness. And her team that's handpicked by her would be one of her most vicious opponents, and someone who is so, so proud of, because I love her too, the Glamazon, Beth Phoenix.
Ah, I like
she
it.
Will come out of retirement to back Mickie James and to be that special enforcer. And then who else is Mickie going to pick? Mickie's going to pick one of the best, and it's going to be Bianca Belair. And Bianca Belair, with her athleticism, and she's going to listen to the guidance of these two veterans, and they're going to continue to be like, who else do we want on this team? And this is going to be a big thing, but it's also going to be a big thing for Mickie James, because Mickie James always wants to have a dream match, and the returning Charlotte. And now we have all this stuff. We have all this controversy. And this was a big, big part of what I was going to do, because I'm fantasy booking here, Dave. I was going to have Mickie James pick the virtuosa Deonna Purrazzo leading into Survivor Series. However,
ooh,
Becky Lynch takes her out, and now Becky, who will be talking smack, will be there. And now we have Becky and Charlotte. We have Becky being the man, and Becky takes out Deonna Purrazzo, who Mickie James has a lot of respect for, but they don't always see eye to eye. And now the man is part of this super women's team of Mickie James, Beth Phoenix, Bianca Belair, Becky Lynch, and Charlotte.
See, I love the team, and that's a star-studded team, Tommy. And like with my team, like I have Thunder Rosa and Dr. Britt Baker. Obviously, no love lost between those two. But you know what? They are in competing for a common goal. So they have to figure out a way to work together. Listen, it could bite me in the ass. They may not. There might be so much fighting that it affects the rest of the team. Those are the chances you take when you deal with greatness. You have a lot of stars on your team, Tommy. Maybe one star wants to shine brighter than the other star, which could cause some havoc and could cause some problems in their match. Mark, who do you have for your five women Survivor Series team?
Well, the captain of the team, champion, Bianca Belair.
I like it, Bianca Belair.
Number one. The line, Jamie Hayter. Love it or hate her, she is right now, in my opinion, the hottest female wrestler at AEW. Everybody loves her to the point to where it don't matter who you put in the ring with her, everybody's starting to boo them, whether they're a heel or a babyface. When was the last time we had a woman that was able to do that?
No,
maybe Becky Lynch was the last person that was like that.
Mark, you make a great point. I think Becky Lynch, until they turned her, I think you're 100%. I haven't seen anything like this since Becky Lynch. That's a great point, Mark.
Agreed.
And Jay Cargill. I would have to put two of my greatest finds in there. just to put myself over.
I was just going
to
say,
because if you don't put yourself over, who the hell going to do it? You know what I'm saying? I told Bully, say it with your chest. You know, if you need to speak up for yourself, do it. And that's what I'm doing. And, bro, the two other women have been battling tooth and nail. And I've been super impressed with the matches that they've had and the aggressive nature in which they have gone at each other. And that... I would say right now the principal. Who's the principal? Who won the most? You know what? I'm gonna say Masha Slamovich.
Okay.
And Jordynne Grace.
Wow.
I just don't know who to put first. I guess I would have to say Jordynne Grace first.
Jordan's beat her twice. If you're going
she
by the record,
beat me, Masha. And what is the physical answer for her in the totality of women's wrestling? I think physically, strength wise, Jade Cargill is the only one that can match her strength wise, but then athleticism and flair and all of that stuff will come into it. But that's my team.
All right, I love your teams. And again, I want to hear from the fans at Busted Open Radio on Twitter or on Instagram at Busted Open SXM. What you think of our teams, and like, what team do you think would win in this 5-on-5 Survivor Series match? All right, let's get to the men's, because I'm very interested to hear, Tommy, your team, and Mark, of course, your team. But I'm going to go first. And the captain of my team is, I think, the hottest wrestler right now in all the world of pro wrestling. He sits squarely at the head of the table, and that's Roman Reigns is my captain. So Roman Reigns is my captain. And I said, you could go through different companies like we all have with our women's team. But I'm going to stay within the WWE with my next two, and that's the Usos. I have Jimmy and Jey Uso, also part of my Survivor Series team, very much like what we see with the Bloodline. And I'm going to go with another WWE wrestler, and that's Solo Sikoa. And I know you guys are saying, well, wait a second. I cry bullshit, because right now, this is just like the Survivor Series team that we just saw with the Bloodline. Roman Reigns, the Usos, Solo Sikoa. But my fifth member is,
if you say Sami Zayn, I'm going to punch you through this damn screen.
I'll tell you who he's going to say.
I'm going to punch him in the face.
I'll tell you. Hang on. I'm going to write it down who you're going to say.
Okay, you write it down. I'm not going to write it down because I know who it's going to be.
No, it's not Sami Zayn, Mark, because I don't want
to. Go ahead. And even,
I believe it's going to be Jacob Fatu. So Roman Reigns, Jacob Fatu, Solo Sikoa, and the Usos. I mean, to me, that would be the ultimate bloodline.
How is my bloodline you and Bully's brain? Well, wow. How does this happen?
That is crazy. Oh. Crazy
way,
town.
For those who are listening and wonder where Bully Ray is, he's not allowed on the Masters class. We kicked him. He's been suspended for 1 week because of what he did at Overdrive at Impact Wrestling and my good friend Tommy Dreamer. So we suspended Bully Ray for 1 week here on the Masters class.
Thank you. He deserved it. Yeah. He deserved the punishment.
Bastard.
I thought he failed the wellness policy.
Well, you know what? I'm not even going to go there.
Big pop
problem.
From Mark Henry.
That's an Impact problem, not a Busted Open problem. But Tommy, Tommy, what's your 5-on-5 Survivor Series team?
Well, before I get to my current list, I do things some way. Sometimes you may notice I do things my own way. And then I get my eyes raked by Paul. He takes away all the fun. Yes, my ultimate Survivor Series team, based on the promos alone, Captain Terry Funk, and he picks Dusty Rhodes, Ric Flair, Bruiser Brody, and Roman Reigns. That's my ultimate. Nobody will fight this. And that's what I want. And then Paul tells me I can't have that.
No, because
however, I will go to my alternate. And I do think, since we're playing fantasy bookers, this would be interesting. My captain would be Roman Reigns. So my captain is Roman Reigns, and he's not going to go with his bloodline. He's going to go with his debut because he gets to pick who he wants. So he's going to pick Seth Rollins and Jon Moxley. Wait a minute. The Shield reunion, that's going to draw right then and there. However, Jon Moxley no longer works for WWE. He works for AEW. So now we have this interesting factor. And then Roman Reigns is going to throw a nice little other piece out there. And it's going to be my other person who I'm picking is somebody who's doing his best work his entire career, the GOAT, Chris Jericho. Ooh. So now we have two WWE guys and we have two AEW guys. And now I know this is very interesting for everybody. My Survivor Series final person who Roman Reigns is going to be picked is
going to
debut. It's a mystery. It's that black silhouette that my body was for a lot of times in WWE. They showed my shoulders and head, but never pushed me as that mystery person. But that actually was me. Then it was Stevie Richards. Then it was Charlie Haas. I digress. the reveal of the person who will be at Survivor Series as the fifth member. Are you ready, David?
Yes.
Gong.
No, the Undertaker. Gong.
No.
Here comes the smoke. Here comes the Undertaker. The Undertaker, number one, because he's the locker room leader. He's the boss. He has to also be in between, hey, the two feuding wrestling companies. And also everybody has that tie-in with WWE. Here comes the Undertaker. His career started at Survivor Series, and his career will end slash have a final appearance at Survivor Series. So my team is going to be Roman Reigns, Jon Moxley, Seth Rollins, Chris Jericho, and this Undertaker character in full old school Undertaker.
I love it. I love it. He started his career as the Undertaker character at the Survivor Series 1990, and then the last appearance is at Survivor Series, as in Tommy's brain at least, with Roman Reigns as the captain. Damn good 5-on-5. Dare I say, much better than mine. Also, your women's 5-on-5 was much better than mine as well. But I believe Mark's 5-on-5 was better than yours. So, Mark, what's your men's 5-on-5 Survivor Series team?
Well, I mean, the names, I think, have a lot been mentioned, but it's going to be some shuffling around. The captain of my team would be Chris Jericho.
Okay.
Chris is the best that he's ever been in his career. The Painmaker, Y2J, you name it, whatever incarnation of his past, right now is the best that he's ever been. And you cannot understate leadership and abilities, because every faction that he's been in, he has led. So you have to put him out front. He's an out front guy in Fozzy. So Chris's leadership is his thing. Now, you know, I'm a sizist. So this is who I'm surrounding, the four men that I have surrounding Chris Jericho.
Okay.
Braun Strowman. Amos.
Oh.
Satnam Singh.
Wow. These are big dudes.
And Captain Insano.
The Big Show, Captain Insano.
I like the fact that the leader will be the Captain Bump-O, because he's going to have to be piecing yeah, that whole thing together.
Hey, stand on the apron.
With those with those pillars around him, they will be unbeatable.
It reminds you of an old school
Survivor
Series.
Will make the tag with one of those big guys, and he will come in and crawl on top of him, lay his elbow on their chest, and they will count 1, 2, 3. Chris Jericho. Team Chris Jericho.
Well, I find this very interesting because we all remember Jericho when Chris Jericho and the Big Show tag team mm-hmm. together.
Oh, yeah.
But there could be some drama because you have Braun Strowman and Omos, and they don't like each other. They just faced each other at Crown Jewel, so there's no love lost there. It's going to be interesting to see. Again, I want to hear from the Busted Open Nation at Busted Open Radio. Make sure you comment and tweet about our Survivor Series matches. We just had Thanksgiving. I want to wish everybody that's listening to the Masters Class, I hope they had an awesome Thanksgiving. And I want to thank everybody that subscribes to this podcast. I want to thank you. Make sure you follow us at Busted Open Radio on Twitter. And we are now on Instagram at Busted Open SXM. Also, make sure you go to podswag.com/Busted Open. Mark Henry looks very, very handsome right now in his Texas chapter Busted Open t-shirt, which I absolutely love. So make sure you go to podswag.com/Busted Open. Also, holiday gifts available at podswag.com/Busted Open. And Tommy and I were just having a discussion before this Masters Class. We said, wow, we really hope the people that are listening subscribe to the Busted Open podcast and give us a 5-star rating. So please give us a 5-star rating. And also tweet at us about what subjects you want to hear on the Masterclass. So for the suspended Bully Ray, Tommy Dreamer, Mark Henry, and of course myself, I want to thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time on Busted Open's The Masterclass podcast. Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream the podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.